Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, brought to you by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists in Shreveport. I'm your host, Susan Curtin, and I'm talking with Trey Baucom, and we're discussing cardiac rehab. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Baucom.
Good to be here.
What is cardiac rehab?
Cardiac rehab, there are a couple of different phases, but whenever someone has a heart problem, if they come in with angina, if they get an intervention like a cath or an angioplasty or a stent, and certainly after they have bypass surgery or congestive heart failure, we like them to enroll in cardiac rehab, which is a formal set of teaching both about diet, your health in general, and introduces you to monitored physical activity until you sort of graduate to where we feel like it is safe for you to exercise on your own.
And is that when people are typically referred to cardiac rehab?
That's the most common, is from the hospital. They come in, have a cardiac event, and then we enroll them in cardiac rehab afterwards, although we do it out of the office also.
So what should patients expect during cardiac rehab?
Well, of course, we love cardiac rehab. We think it's very good for patients because, one thing, particularly after bypass surgery, when you get out of the hospital, you're feeling pretty vulnerable and delicate. And you have to be careful, but we want you to resume your normal life. We want you to get back to what you were doing before as soon as possible. And cardiac rehab helps with that. For one thing, there's a tremendous sense of esprit de corps. When you go to cardiac rehab, everybody in there is sort of in the same boat. They may be a different age than you, but all of them have had some heart problem. And you can see how they've recovered, how they've gotten their strength back, how they feel much better as time goes by. And so it's very encouraging to patients. Plus, they get a tremendous amount of information about their heart, how to monitor their heart health, how to monitor their diet and exercise regimen, from the professionals at rehab, and they coach them on their diet, on their salt intake, on their sugar intake, and give them great feedback. And so it's very good both mentally and physically and as far as education for patients.
Yeah, I think it could be a real blow when you've had a cardiac event and you come back and you realize that you're very weak, and so you need that help. How long does the rehabilitation typically last, and what evaluations, if any, are needed to be released from it?
Well, they monitor you during cardiac rehab so that you have a monitor on, and they assess your blood pressure response to exercise and keep a very close eye on you. But as you get better and better, they sort of back off of that. And so when you graduate from cardiac rehab, the idea is that it is then safe for you to go on and exercise on your own. We want you to keep moving. The risk of an arrhythmia, the risk of something seriously bad happening during exercise immediately after a cardiac event is low, but it's higher than it is going to be in a month and 2 months. And so that's the logic behind starting people right on it. And that's sort of how we know when it's time for them to graduate, when they can do more fatigue-limited exercise on their own without arrhythmias, with solid blood pressure. We know it's time for them to move on.
And is that the ideal outcome for patients who undergo cardiac rehab?
Absolutely. We want them to get, basically, by the time they finish cardiac rehab, we want them to feel like they did before their event. So we want them to feel healed if it was bypass, healed if it was angioplasty and stenting, and sort of back to how they were before, but stronger. No angina, feeling better.
That's great information. Thanks so much, Dr. Baucom.
Anytime.
For more information, visit acsdoctors.com.